Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Niels Hoch, who's executive director of the Shareholder Communications Coalition, and he's got his own lobbying firm. And recently I've been getting a lot of questions from members about the activities of the coalition, so I thought I'd touch base with the man behind the scenes. And so the first question for you, Niels, is what is the Shareholder Communication Coalition? How and why was it formed?
Thanks, Brock. Well, the Shareholder Communications Coalition comprises five trade and professional associations. We represent the Business Roundtable, the National Association of Corporate Directors, the National Investor Relations Institute, the Securities Transfer Association, and the Society for Corporate Secretaries and Governance Professionals. The coalition was formed in 2005 after the Business Roundtable filed a petition for rulemaking with the SEC requesting that the Commission undertake a comprehensive review of the shareholder communication system. And as you know, the shareholder communication system has been broken for many years, and there have been a number of problems in both the inability of issuers to communicate with their beneficial holders as well as just the mechanics of the proxy voting system. And so the coalition's mission is to try to fix those problems and make it easier for issuers.
Yeah, as a longtime member in many of the associations, it's interesting to see them finally work together and on a formal basis. I know they have informally, particularly earlier in the decade, for Sarbanes-Oxley purposes. What has been the focus of the coalition to date? I know recently a number of members have asked me about a letter that their CEO has received.
Well, for a number of years, starting in 2005, the focus of the coalition was to try to get the SEC to agree to a comprehensive evaluation of the proxy voting and shareholder communications rules. That review was announced on July 1st, and so that review is underway right now. We can talk some more about that. So our focus has now shifted to trying to come up with recommendations for how we'd like to see the system modernized and changed. And so in August of this year, the coalition released a 7-page discussion draft, which is really a list of our recommendations for how to fix the system. And we sent that out to a number of stakeholders in the proxy system. We also released it through our five associations. And then you just referenced a letter that I sent out to the CEOs of S&P 500 and S&P 400. Companies who are not members of the Business Roundtable, because those CEOs are already getting materials through the normal channels. So we're trying to engage the issuer community in this issue, in this series of issues, and we really would like to see more issuers get involved with us and help us lobby these issues so that we can get a result that public companies can live with.
So, I haven't seen a copy of the letter myself. Is the letter asking for the CEOs to for themselves to submit comment letters to the SEC or some otherwise take some sort of action item?
Yeah, we're not that specific, Brock. We generally tell them about the coalition. We tell them about our discussion draft, which we attach to the letter so that they have a copy of it, and you can get it on our website too. We can talk about the mechanics of that. And we just ask them to get engaged with us. And so we ask them to get engaged with their members of Congress. We ask them generally to sign up for our email alert service, with the other executives in the company who would have responsibilities for this area. And it's just more of a general pitch to get engaged and get involved. We don't ask for a specific action because we're waiting on the SEC to come out with a concept release, which would start a public comment period and actually ask the public for comments on some of the proposals that we've been advocating.
Now, I know the processes at each of the associations that are part of the coalition have different processes in terms of providing input into sort of the national office that then might get routed to a federal agency like the SEC. So, for example, the Society of Corporate Secretaries has a securities law committee, and that committee typically gets volunteers from the membership to help write and review a comment letter that would be sent to the SEC. If a member of one of these associations wanted to actually get involved in the coalition and give you input, how would that process work? Or is that feasible?
Absolutely. Well, we have this email alert service. So if you go on our website, which is www.shareholdercoalition.com, You go to the email alerts page and you can sign up directly to our email alerts. We have over 300 people, from many of whom are issuers, on our email alert service. And then we let you know when we're writing our comment letter and what the SEC is doing. And, you know, we keep track of developments and activities in this area. And so we keep everybody up to date. And certainly people are more than welcome to contact us directly as a coalition with their views. We certainly will encourage people to comment through their own company channels for any SEC rulemaking. We've gone out through the coalition's network as well as the five associations and their networks to try to get comment letters in on Rule 452 and on proxy access. And, of course, once this concept release on the proxy plumbing issues comes out, then we'll go out through those mechanisms again. But folks should really feel comfortable contacting the coalition directly, or they can, you know, work through their respective associations. Either way, it's all going to end up in the same place.
Well, it looks like this upcoming year is going to be just as interesting as the year we went, you know, we've been through. So we're really interested in following your activities, and thanks for your time, Niels.
Great. Thanks very much, Brock. Really appreciate it.